Hello and welcome to the Crystal Archive Podcast, episode number 27. I'm your host, Mr. Crystal, and how did you like that new guest intro? That was by Loff the Fox, and it is the Star Fox Adventures Early Thorntail Hollow theme remix. And that was the instrumental version. There is one with lyrics, sort of, that you can hear after the end of the credits. If you enjoy it. I certainly enjoyed it. This chiptune style has become a big interest of mine recently. So it's been 5 months since the last episode. That is a really long time, probably the record for this podcast. So I hope never to beat that record ever again. So I apologize for that. We got a lot of old news to catch up on, a little bit of new news, and a ton of reader questions. So let's get started. So the first thing that happened since last episode, number 26, back in August, was the final solving of the Great Fox poster mystery. And that is, there's a poster in the back of the Great Fox in Star Fox Adventures. It's really hard to see, but over the course of many years of looking at it and trying on different screens and taking pictures in different ways, we were able to determine it was some kind of pin-up calendar. It said Foxy Ladies on it or something. Well, now, thanks to the efforts of Gamma Ray 256, we have the original version, the original ping image that you can look at in its original quality and can see it in all its detail. And it was indeed a lady fox with blonde hair. So that's solved. That's something I've been wondering about since before I even started the Crystal Archive, over 5 years. Additionally, Gamma Ray 256 also got... figured out how to get Star Fox Adventures to emulate correctly and was able to get HD quality screenshots and later got HD quality video. Very amazing, very something that I've been wanting to do for a really long time is now achievable. So that was exciting. Next thing that happened was I uploaded tons of fan films, and this happened several times over the course of the past 5 months. I end up not posting them as soon as I get them. I just keep them in a list, and eventually, one day, I'll just go through all of them at once, and I get all of their descriptions all ready to go, and I post them to the future, and they, you know, one or two films a day. That's how it works. And now I've got something like 30 films to go through for the next update. It's going to be insane. Kit Carmack found out that, sorry, I got to pronounce these names right. Kit Carmack, a popular Crystal fan fiction author, found out in reading some textbooks that the Krazoa Palace symbols that are found throughout the palace on some doors and on the elevator and on some walls is actually the same symbol for dryads, which are tree nymphs of Greek mythology. So that was pretty interesting. I also finally posted a 3D model photo by Inky84, and he decided to make a model that was like what Crystal would look like if she were to exist in the N64 era, Star Fox 64 style. Since then, he's abandoned the project, however, so we probably will never see a final version of something like that, unfortunately. Hi Zenith, a Crystal artist, posted on his DeviantArt account a Mod Racers mod. He created a Crystal-type character, it's very chibi, and created a Crystal Racer. It's a racing game, so that was pretty good. This mod Nation Racers is a racing game for the PlayStation 3. We added some new fanfics. I also got to post some photos from Kyla Rattray's Crystal cosplay. She cosplayed at a Australian convention using a skin-tight bodysuit that looks like Crystal's assault outfit, and some very realistic boots, and some face paint and a wig, and a tail. And that composed her Crystal cosplay. I changed the location of all of the media files in the Crystal archive. This was a change that I've been wanting to do for a long time to make all the URLs shorter and make things a little more organized. But as a result, it broke all the images and videos on the entire site. So it resulted in a little bit of downtime while I adjusted all the links on the entire webpage. But that got fixed pretty quickly, a few hours. Not too bad. A new Crystal Brawl mod appeared. And though at the time it didn't have a crystal texture, it did have a new move set applied to Fox and gave Fox Crystal staff. So the goal was to eventually morph Fox's mesh and textures into more crystal type, and then you would have a complete modded character. I don't actually know how far along this mod has been going, because fan games and fan mods is one of the sections I really need to pay more attention to and update more often. I posted Crazy Cacophonies Crystal Cosplay. I apologize once again for my name pronunciation. It is terrible. Anyways, this person created a crystal cosplay mask out of paper using the paper craft techniques, and it resulted in a very realistic to the game's polygonal head of Crystal, which was, you know, colored perfectly, and she put it on her head and modeled it outside, and in the future she hopes to complete the cosplay along with the suit, but no further work on that just yet. The next thing I updated was I posted about a furry comic I've been reading for a long time called Faux Paws. It's a comic about some animals on a ranch, but almost all of the animals there are animal actors. They are paid; their owners are paid for them to take part in movies. So most of them are not wild, and it's kind of a humorous comic that where you get to see the humorous drama between characters, some of which are wild and some of which are not, and then the humorous scenarios they get into, some of which are completely unbelievable. Because they deal a lot with movies, occasionally the artists who make this comic draw their characters doing various things or dressing up as different characters. And very recently, they dressed Cindy, one of the main characters in the comic, dressed her up as Crystal, painted her blue, gave her the tattoos and all that. So I thought that was really cool because it was one of my favorite comics and one of my favorite characters two of my favorite characters combined. So I had to post about it. I contacted the artists and got their blessing to post about it. And I don't know if any of you have purchased it. I personally purchased two copies of it because I just couldn't let that opportunity pass by. And they had a 3-for-1 or 3-for-2 special. Buy two, get one free. So I took advantage of that. Next is a fan art update. With the help of some volunteers, I got a ton of new fan art. I think it was over 600 new fan arts up there. Although at some point I'm going to have to go back through the list and delete the missing ones. Actually, now that I think about it, I think that I never actually got around to posting those new fan arts that I posted. I don't know if I actually added them to the main list. If I haven't, I need to do that, because otherwise those fan arts are gonna get they will be missed in the next update. So better go back and check that. The next thing was, the Crystal Archive celebrates 5 years online on January 8th, 2011. And I celebrated that by announcing that Nicet, one of our mysterious but very very talented helpers for the Crystal Archive, and Star Fox Online during that time had created or has figured out how to emulate at super high quality the Adventures game and has been getting the cutscenes frame by frame and plans to send them to me on a hard drive, which I will then composite back together into HD videos, which will get posted on YouTube and on the site for everybody to enjoy. But it's a huge undertaking because he has to play the game at slow speed and record everything and convert everything down to a series of images, and it just takes a long time and a lot of processing. So no date on when he'll get that done. He's also pretty much done with the Crystal cutscenes, but because he had the time and was able to do it, he's decided to go ahead and record all the cutscenes for the entire game, Crystal or not, which is something I wanted to see anyway. But that's going to take him significantly longer to get those to get that hard drive to me. And then I don't know exactly how long it'll take me to transcode those into HD videos and get them all uploaded. But as soon as possible. The good news is that YouTube recently updated its policies. So now you can post videos not just 15 minutes in length, but theoretically, I think it's like the length, maximum length is like 99 hours and up to a terabyte. As long as you're not abusing the system or whatever, apparently they've, for all intents and purposes, removed limits. So that's going to be really helpful for uploading those HD videos, I think. And another thing we did for the 5-year anniversary is I did a year in review where I went over all the stats and all the important posts of the entire year of 2010. There were a lot, but there's been quite a slowdown in the last few months because of my move and various other things, which I'm trying to correct right now with my my more recent posts and now this podcast. So that brings us to my attempt to bring us back up to speed and get all my archived updates out of the way so we can get on to new stuff. And I started that with Cosplay Week, because we knew that Ayano, after a year, it's been a year since her first appearance, with that highly realistic Zentai-style Crystal cosplay suit and mask, she's going to the same con again, or she did go to the same con again, Further Confusion 2011. And it was about a week before the con, and I heard about her creating some preview images, and also Ken Singshow uploaded a video showing off where she was showing off the costume. Still in Japan, hadn't left yet. And so I figured, what better time than to get all the cosplay updates out of the way? So I've been trying to get things organized because I had a lot of cosplay things that I needed to do that just got pushed aside. So I created a new page for Miyu's Crystal Cosplay. It's still a work in progress, but it's coming along good. It's the one with the kind of toonie mask look. And since then, she's gotten a Zentai-style bodysuit and has been modeling it on her cosplay page. But then she kind of slowed down and didn't work on it for a while, but she's looking to get it back up and running. I also created a page and post for Felicia 22X's cosplay, which is still a work in progress. Right now, it's just a mask. Felicia 22X also went the papercraft route, but instead of leaving it a papercraft entirely, it was covered with some kind of material. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it smoothed out the surface and made it hard, and then it was able to be painted realistically, and even some hair added. But from what I've heard, the project is on the shelf, but maybe sometime this year, Felicia 22X will get back on it and finish it up, and we'll get to see it at some con somewhere. And finally, we got an update from Richard, who was going to be attending Further Confusion. He was with the coordination of Ayano, Richard, and Ken Singshow. We were able to get him in place so he could do HD video recordings and high quality camera shoots with Ayano in her crystal fursuit, and we've got some updates to come with all that. But needless to say, It was a great success despite a significant language barrier because neither she nor her friend actually speak English. The last things that we updated since the last podcast was I added yet more fan fictions, and now we're officially caught up with all the reviews. So if you've been waiting or something to send in your Crystal fan fiction to have it reviewed, the list is currently empty, and I have lots and lots of volunteers on standby thanks to all of your generous offers to help since I made that request for help a few weeks ago. And finally, I posted two Star Fox humorous things. One was a comic which showed Peppy Hare as being a father figure of a troubled youth, and a video where one scene from Star Fox Adventures is very, very well acted out with only one actor somehow. And it gets all of the nuance and the drama perfectly, I think. And if you haven't seen it yet, you really should. You'll enjoy it. Oh, and another humorous Star Fox thing I forgot to mention. When I posted for Christmas, Merry Christmas to everyone, I posted a video that took the song from How the Grinch Stole Christmas, which I think it's called You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. It was replaced with Star Wolf, so it's You're a Mean One, Mr. Wolf. And all of the lyrics are changed to be more Star Fox-ish. And I'm glad you all liked it. I thought it was pretty good. And that concludes all of the news since last episode. And that seems like a lot, but it's not really, considering it's been 5 months. But hopefully we can change that in the next, between now and the next episode, because I'm already on the roll to do many more updates. So let's get on to the new news. So as I said, Richard is working hard to get us three HD videos of Ayano and her experiences at Further Confusion. He's almost done, or he's probably done by now, with a video he's calling The Touching Moments. And it's just the cutest and most touching moments that they got to record while she was cosplaying. And then we're going to have another video that's basically going to be the overall summary. It's going to be the five minutes or so of the best footage. Because as interesting as it is to me, I know that a lot of you aren't that interested in cosplaying. For those of you who are, we're going to have a third video that's going to be about 15 minutes long, which is going to have the rest of the interesting footage. I think grand total, he had a total of 45 minutes of footage. But, you know, a lot of that is him directing and moving around, so it's not all entirely interesting. We're going to pick the best stuff and keep it to that. He also sent me a lot of photos, both of the suit itself in detail and her posing and chatting with other people. And I hope to get those up pretty quickly in the next few days. For the sake of completeness, all of you who volunteered out there, there is one thing I need right now, and that is I need you to go out and find photos of Crystal cosplayers, and especially Ayano at her recent appearance at Further Confusion. So make sure it's, you know, Further Confusion 2011. There are a lot of photos from the 2010. They're already on the site, so if you find any, make sure you check the site, the Ayano's page, and see if I don't already have those photos, not counting the photos from Ken. I already know about those, and I may add those eventually, but just make sure you're looking for the ones from 2011, because I don't have, other than Richard's photos, I don't have any right now. And when you send them, don't send the photo, send the URL, and then I can properly credit the person who took the photo. Also, if you find any YouTube videos with Crystal in it, Ayano as Crystal in it, send me links to those along with the time frame to look in, so I can gauge where to look to find Crystal. And I've already received several of these from Richard, and also not just photos but also videos. But what better way to make sure we get all of them than to have lots of people looking? So if you're looking to help, that's one thing I need. And another thing I need is not just Ayano. I also realized as I was reorganizing and cleaning up the cosplay section, you remember that old Crystal fursuit, one of the first to appear, probably number 3, I think, Scryes, that's how it's pronounced, S-C-H-Y-R-A-I, I think it's spelled. It was the first formal Crystal fursuit, so it actually had full body fur and a fursuit type head. You can find the page about that in the cosplay section. But if you go there, you'll notice there are no actual photos of the suit in use. There's a video and several videos actually, but no photos of it in use. Now that doesn't mean they don't exist. I just didn't happen to look for them at the time, but I've recently discovered that they do exist. So I'd like if you have some time, also be looking out for that cosplay, photos of that cosplay, because I don't have many and I'd like to add some more. The next thing, I received a email out of the blue from someone who right now I'm going to call Batgirl Ga 27. That may not be the name that she ends up having long term, but she hasn't gotten back to me yet. Anyway, she sent me an email, and basically all it contained was the statement that she just recently tried out and cosplayed as Cursed, you know, the alternative version of Crystal after certain endings in Star Fox Command. This is the first appearance of a Cursed cosplay. It wasn't public or anything. Apparently she took the photo herself on her own property. So it was not public or anything. But whenever I get the chance, I'm going to post photos of those. And hopefully she'll get back in contact with me so I can find out a little bit more about what she did. Mostly, it's just the head, and she was wearing normal clothes underneath. Well, not entirely normal. They look like some kind of special gloves or something. Anyways, so I'll be adding that. I also need to add a couple more pages for cosplay. I have to add a page for... how do I pronounce her name? That one I mentioned. Kayla Rattrace, Crystal Cosplay. I have to add a page for her. I have to add a page for another Crystal Cosplayer that appeared recently. Oh, yeah. Crazy Cacophony. And also, I never actually made a page for that Crystal Spy that appeared. This is technically not a Crystal Cosplay, but I want to be all-inclusive. Also, I just recalled there's that cosplay by Tuni Kuni. How do you pronounce his name? I don't remember. He was working on a papercraft-style crystal head. And he since then recently emailed me and said he was abandoning the project temporarily to make sure he had a fox cosplay working before he went back to the crystal one. But he's going to be sending us the patterns that can be printed out and used to create a full-size crystal cosplay mask in paper. And actually, I actually have a copy of that from someone else and as the digital file in this special program you can use that allows you to print out the pages in a certain way so you can make the paper crafts. So that's interesting. Hopefully we'll get that posted. Another thing that happened recently, apparently 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe even a couple months ago, I'm not entirely sure, the Fallout Crystal mod, wherever it was posted on that that site where you get those downloads, the original was removed. No one knows why. Even the co-creator doesn't know why. So I got in contact with him, and he said that I should go ahead and post it, and if If the original artist complains, then we'll talk about what we want to do or remove it or whatever. And I'm still planning to do that. However, since then, a new group of people have posted it again, but this time it's more updated. It's a different model. It's the same model, but it's more updated, more finished, more polished. So looks like development hasn't stopped after all. So that's looking good. Oh, I also remember that the other model, the Adventures model that we recently got posted thanks to the efforts of, and I can't pronounce his name, Gnanstrom. Anyway, it's the most accurate model to the Adventures crystal. I mean, it's like perfect. Except, and it was actually partially ripped from the game. It just had to be slightly corrected due to the ripping process. Anyways, it's high quality, and someone, and the name escapes me at the moment, but I'll have to post about this, got the model and went ahead and rigged it in Maya and was able to produce the most realistic looking crystal animation I've ever seen, even though it's only a couple of seconds long. It's really, really nice. So I'll be posting about that. And I also got permission from him to post it on the Crystal Archive. So we'll be able to get a new version of that model with the bones already rigged, which means it's fairly easy, relatively easy to animate. Hopefully we'll see some awesome crystal animation. I mean, he animated everything, including the loincloth and her hair. It was very realistic. So I'm looking forward to playing with that myself at some point. Let's see. I'm planning some reorganizations of the site. Now, this has already occurred partially with the cosplay section, and I plan to do even more. Eventually, this is going to lead to a complete redesign of the site again. But hey, it's going to be better, trust me. And that includes a redesign of each section. Each section needs kind of an overhaul as I understand the data process better. And also, I need to redesign my whole structure to deal with the Crystal Archive. Because, as you may have noticed, I have less and less time now that I'm not a college student anymore. I thought I'd have more time, but it seems to be the opposite is the case. Regardless, I need to rework the data so that the Crystal Archive is more sustainable in the form of having volunteers. So I'm going to reorganize all the tasks so that they are better able to be split up among multiple people. So I can actually take advantage of all you generous donors of your time to use your efforts to get the work done in a shorter amount of time. And that makes me ask this, is there anyone out there who wants to be kind of a long-term helper, someone who has some technical skills, and you don't have to know everything, I'll coach you, but someone who's going to be kind of like my right-hand man or woman to help me do the updates in my place sometimes and otherwise help me do some of the grunt work so we can get more updates more often. There's certainly a lot of work and to do, and none of it, and it's not that hard. I can teach you pretty quickly, and I've already been making even some videos for how to do some of the tasks. But the thing that's the hardest to achieve, the thing that's the hardest to do, is to find someone or someones, multiple people, who are willing to work with me on the long-term basis. I've had lots of volunteers, and I'm very grateful for your time and effort that you put in. But what I'm talking about is a long-term commitment, something you'll have to do for months at a time. Not every day, but you're going to have to invest your time in projects that you can't do in one sitting. They have to be done over the course of a few days, and we'll have to work together on them so that we both know where we're standing. So any volunteers for that kind of position, contact me via email. I'd love to have some people to help me long term. That'd be great. And that takes care of all the new news with regard to the Crystal Archive and Crystal. And now I have briefly, very briefly, some Star Fox news before we get to the tons and tons of user questions I've gotten in the last 5 months. And I hope not to bore you with those questions. But there were, I do remember, there were quite a few interesting ones in there. Anyway, Star Fox news. Well, not much has been going on in the world of Star Fox, sad to say, but with the exception of Star Fox 64 3D, the 3DS remake of Star Fox 64, with the higher textures, higher resolution textures, the shaders, the nicer models, and the whole 3D effect, which apparently makes it very easy to gauge where you are in 3D space. Apparently, I've been told, the gameplay makes it look like you're looking at a 3D model, like a little bitty miniature, like miniatures version, as you're flying through the city. It's like you're flying through miniatures, like a train set or whatever. And that really helps you gauge your distances. So we got a couple more details since it was originally announced, and we got the screenshots. And those are, one, it is not a launch title, but it should be released in 2011 sometime. As we all now know, the 3DS will be released in 2011, March, sometime in March. I think it's early March. And then, but the Star Fox game is not going to be a launch title, sadly. But hey, there's apparently going to be some other really interesting games. And I can't wait to find out what they are. I've actually, I haven't been paying as much attention to it because I've been so busy with the games I already have. Anyway, next. There will be Wi-Fi multiplayer, but they were not specific as to whether they meant Wi-Fi LAN or Wi-Fi online. So hopefully we'll get to play each other multiplayer battles online. They're also planning to have a new multiplayer mode, along with new modes, and new weapons, although they weren't specified. They're going to have some new features that they didn't detail, but their goal with these new features is to introduce the Star Fox series to new players who've never played a Star Fox game before. And finally, there's supposed to be something called a score attack mode, where you're able to go to any planet at will and do the mission on that planet for a high score. It's not part of the story, although I'm sure it'll play the cutscenes the same as usual. In other news, the only thing I have, nothing furry related this time, I think. No, nothing. If I think of something, it's too late. Anyway, about me personally, as I posted on the site, I had to move back from Washington to Louisiana because I ran out of money while I was searching for a job. And now I've been in Louisiana. That job I thought I might have in New York, it fell through a long time ago. And that's sad, but, you know, what are you going to do? I did manage to get a job here, and it's a temporary one, and it's all right. It's got its ups and downs. I enjoy parts of it, and other parts I could do without. But, hey, it's a job, and hopefully it'll hold me over until I find either a different job or a more stable job within the same group of people. So basically I just want to let you know that I've got a job, but right now my future is unstable and I don't know when it will become stable, but when it does, I'll let you know. And hopefully that will lead to more stable updates and, my ability to participate more in the Star Fox community. I mean, I haven't even been posting on the two Star Fox forums I've been a part of for years. I've only posted a couple of posts in the last few months on those. I've been so busy with the move and searching for jobs. But anyway, I thank you all for your concern and your well wishes for my success. I hope I can get to the point where I'm stable enough to reward you for those well wishes. So that concludes all of the news for this episode, 33 minutes or so. That's good. It's not going to be too long. Now, the reader questions, I think, will take not too long, maybe 15 minutes, but there are a lot of them. So I'm going to get started with the first one here. This is from Lilat Warrior, and I apologize for those of you hearing your emails on the episode. If you emailed me 5 months ago, you're hearing your questions now. I mean, I've replied to them before now, but if you're hoping to hear yourself in a podcast, I'm sorry it took so long. Anyway, Lilat Warrior writes, "It's been a while since I emailed you. I have been looking for your latest update on the Crystal Archive and Star Fox Online, and I saw the news about the poster Fox has in The Great Fox in Adventures. The way it looks, in the image, it doesn't look like the one I saw in Adventures. If it is, then I am bad. Then I am bad with what the person looks like. She's not able to compare things as accurately as other people. It's kind of silly to have a poster like that. Instead, Fox should have his own poster of Crystal on his wall, she says. Anyway, she has a question. She says, I know there are several characters named after planets and characters. The names Fox, Wolf, Titania, and Macbeth. The characters are from the show Gargoyles, and they were named before Star Fox, or was it after? Well, anyway, what would happen if two girls from Gargoyles, the Disney's Gargoyles cartoon from the 90s, what if the two girls, one from Gargoyles and one from Star Fox, were named Crystal, and both had similar color and style, except for the furry part? Would they have the same destiny and such, do you think? That was my thought. You don't have to answer that. If you do, let me know what you think, she says. I responded that yes, that is indeed the poster on The Great Fox. When I originally discovered it before I made the Crystal Archive, and I was not the first to discover it, mind you, I could only get a very low resolution image of it. We could tell that it was a fox gal of some kind, but we couldn't tell if that was blonde hair or a symbol behind her. We also couldn't read the text. Maybe a year ago, I tried again using HDTV, and along with others, we were able to figure out that it said Foxy Ladies and had a calendar on the bottom part. It was only last month, and in this case, it was 5 months ago, but back then, we were finally able to get I lost my place. Hang on. It was only last month that we got the high-resolution version that we could actually see for sure what was on it. Of course, you know, when that poster appeared on the Great Fox, remember, Fox hadn't met Crystal yet. So there's no way Crystal could have been on the poster. The poster is nowhere to be found in the new Great Fox in Assault, though, so perhaps Crystal made them get rid of it. A quick check on Wikipedia shows that Star Fox came out in 1993, whereas Gargoyles first appeared in 1994. Titania, the planet, first appeared in the Nintendo Power comics and later in Star Fox 2, so it's up in the air whether Gargoyles had that name usage first or not. However, it's more likely the names came from Shakespeare, which Macbeth and Titania are Shakespearean characters. Fox and Wolf would be the byproducts of the Anthro characters, which was Miyamoto's original concepts, though he didn't settle on a specific set of animals until much later. Nevertheless, it's an interesting set of coincidences. Gargoyles has a lot of coincidences, I'm told, such as featuring almost every character from Star Trek The Next Generation as voice actors. Check it on Wikipedia, it's true. I never did actually watch that show myself, but perhaps one day I will. Our next question comes from... Oh, I'm sorry, I missed part of her answer. It says, as for what would happen if a blue gargoyle appeared in the show with a similar personality, I think you'd find the same sort of divide where some hated and some loved the character, but otherwise I don't see much similarity between them. Our next question comes from Shaddix, who writes, could you tell me what that sandwich joke is with Crystal? I don't understand it. If you could tell me about it, it would relieve me of a lot of confusion. I responded that the Crystal sandwich joke is a meme. Here's the Wikifur explanation. CB, an artist on Fur Affinity, drew a picture of Crystal from Star Fox eating a sandwich on June 9, 2007. On July 22nd, he posted a landscape with the previous crystal picture in the foreground stating, "I originally drew this while being on a Bob Ross high on the Camino Art Okaki board. Crystal was added as an afterthought and to meet an unwritten must-contain furry rule. An FA user, Fur Affinity user, named Crystal Can't Enjoy Her Sandwich, all one word, inserted CB's drawing of Crystal into photographs of disastrous events, which might be expected to make her sad, and uploaded them to Fur Affinity. CB considered his own work free to use, and other artists created and posted their own art based on the theme. However, when a character was drawn by another artist, however, when a character drawn by another artist was included in a picture, it resulted in a complaint. CB was banned, though the ban was overturned shortly afterward, along with Crystal Can't Enjoy Her Sandwich, the account that uploaded a number of parody images. Both had art related to the meme removed. However, by that time, many FA users had started uploading parody art, often featuring their own personas in a similar pose to the original art, demonstrating that they also cannot enjoy their sandwich or some other item. In 4 days, over 300 individual pieces of art had been produced on Fur Affinity alone. Fur Affinity self-effacingly joined the bandwagon by editing their own in-current banner to contain the meme, which was Fender, the first owner of the person who owns Fur Affinity, eating his own tie, drawn by the artist Muzz. For a while, WikiFur also replaced their banner with a picture of Crystal. And I hope that explains things. But yeah, it's a meme, and they don't have an explanation. Whatever. That's the way things go. Memes populate themselves across the internet because they're interesting or funny, not because they have a particular meaning. Our next question comes from Attack1942. "Hey, I just want to talk, really. How have you been recently? Love your site. I'm glad someone made a site just for the lovely Blue Vixen. I've been a fan of this site for 2.5 years, give or take. Kind of lost track. I'm very happy to see my renders, and the fact that you're not one of the many who dislike renders of Crystal. At least I don't think you are. And I'm glad to see those kind of rendered fan arts in the art section of the Crystal Archive." I responded that, I'll be honest with you, I really am kind of tired of all the Crystal renders. Nevertheless, the Crystal has always been about being an archive, first and foremost. This means that I will post stuff that I don't particularly or personally like, as long as it's not inappropriate, of course. I would love to see the potential of rendered art. A scarce few actually try to do this, and that is 3D animation. True quality 3D animation is very difficult, but the results are often absolutely fantastic. I wish those who worked with the 3D renders would spend more time doing animations. We'll see how that goes as 3D animation becomes easier and other technology becomes available." I received a nice email from a grandmother who I won't be giving her name, but this was actually a grandmother who emailed me about this, and it's a wonder she found the site. It's really a wonder. You'll see as I read her email. She said, "I have a granddaughter named Crystal, and she has a preschool project. She is only 3.5 years old. The project is, I was named Crystal because blank. Now, I don't know why my daughter, you know, the daughter who actually had the granddaughter, and her father picked the name Crystal. I really don't. They are both unreachable due to some family issues. So I was at a loss as to the reason why they named her Crystal, and I wanted to know when Star Fox Games started using the character's name. I would appreciate the month and year that Crystal starred in her first game." I responded that, "What a puzzling question. I'm honored that you, that the one you come to for a question like this is me. I will help you the best I can. Crystal, the character from Star Fox, at the very beginning was not part of a Star Fox game at all. She was one of two main characters in a Rareware game called Dinosaur Planet for the Nintendo 64, which was first shown publicly at E3 in August 2000, a video game conference in America. That's what E3 is. In the game, she was a 16-year-old orphan cat girl with blue hair. She was raised by a wizard, and in the game, she would stand side by side with Saber, a traditionally colored fox person, to fight General Scales on a planet full of dinosaurs. A couple of months later, Nintendo announced the new GameCube system and began looking for developers to produce games. Rareware was still mostly owned by Nintendo, and apparently, noticing how much like Fox McCloud Saber looked, they basically forced Rareware to change the game to a Star Fox story. Dinosaur Planet was almost done, but because of the change in the new system, they took 2 more years to complete the game. Now, with upgraded graphics and changed characters and a lot of plot holes, Star Fox Adventures was released on September 23rd, 2002. In it, Crystal is now a 19-year-old blue fox girl who is still orphaned. She is originally from another planet, never otherwise mentioned, called Serenity. Not Serenity, Serenia. She has a magic staff and some telepathic powers. Shortly after finding out the backstory for the conflict in the game, Crystal is pushed by an unidentified attacker into a bright beam of light, which traps her, ironically, inside a crystal. You can see the scene for yourself at this link, and I sent her the link to Crystal's capture, the video. Now, it would seem that Crystal's name comes from the fact that, for the most of the game, she is trapped inside a crystal, awaiting Fox McCloud to save her, who she doesn't even know at this point. However, Crystal had that name back in Dinosaur Planet, where, to the best of our knowledge, she was never trapped inside a crystal. The full truth is hidden behind the closed doors at Rareware, of course. Even after looking through all the available information on Dinosaur Planet, I was unable to find the original inspiration. Technically, the crystal we know today first started in a game on September 23rd, 2002, and I sincerely hope that helps. The next email is from Javier Carmona, who writes, "I am a huge fan of your website, as well as all the other work you've done, such as the podcasts, and the great work I thought you did with the Star Fox Online site as well. But my cousin and I have a question that we haven't been able to answer, and I hope you may. And feel free to use this on the podcast if you wish." I do. What is the fighting style that Fox uses with Crystal's staff in Star Fox Adventures, as well as the style he uses in Super Smash Bros. Series? Please answer if you can. But I'm well aware that you are most likely very busy, and most people are. But I hope you will be able to answer this question. And if you are and thank you for all the hard work and devotion you put into the website. I greatly appreciate it. I responded that I think you just call it staff fighting, and I sent him an interesting video with the history of that type of fighting. Since we never get to see Crystal use the staff, we don't actually know if Crystal uses it in a different way. Also, some of the moves Fox does appear to be just, you know, whatever he happened to be able to do with the staff without any particular training. His other moves are simply impossible due to physics, but hey, if you could make videos doing these moves in real life, that would be cool to see. Root Outcast writes, "Hi, Mr. Crystal. I came across your Saurian translator. I am trying to teach myself programming. I want to try writing a version of the translator for the desktop. I have not had any formal programming classes, but I've done some text-based games and other things. The language I am working with is C++. I'm a Linux user myself, But I'm going to try and have the code be as cross-platform as possible so I can port it to Windows and Mac systems. Thanks for all your work that you put into the archive and podcast. Well, you could easily port this to a command line application using C++. I mean, my original translator was a command line Perl script. Just make sure you try and figure out how to program it yourself, then read through my code and learn how it works. There are some stuff there specific to JavaScript, of course, like the interaction with the page. Thankfully, JavaScript is both powerful and easy once you already know how to program anyway. I'm told Python is an excellent first language to learn. If you want to learn C++, it'll take you a considerable amount of time, but when you do learn it, you'll be a powerful programmer. I've been studying it for over 3 years, and I'm just starting to feel really good at it. This is after programming in several other languages. Our next question / email comes from Crazed Fox, who writes, "Okay, so this may or may not interest you, but I've noticed a trend in Nintendo development, and I may be just jumping to conclusions, but what I noticed brings about a seemingly grim future for Star Fox. Okay, here's what I discovered. Nintendo released Metroid Prime Corruption for the Wii a while back, and then Twilight Princess, and then Mario Galaxy, and okay, restarting the cycle with Metroid Other M, New Zelda, New Mario Galaxy 2, but something is missing. Star Fox! There isn't even a hint of a tiny chance Nintendo will be releasing one for the Wii. But yet all their other main franchise titles already have been released for the Wii except Star Fox. And now they are making sequels for those games already, but still no Star Fox. Still, there's a new Star Fox for the 3DS, but that's just a port of Star Fox 64 with better graphics. Nothing new about it. Same gameplay and story, same everything. I fear Command was the last Star Fox. So I wrote Nintendo a letter with my sheer disappointment with my findings and pointed out the trend and asserted my disappointment with this politely. Here's what I got back. And this is a letter from Nintendo. Hello. I am sorry to hear that you're disappointed with our current development for the Wii. I can certainly understand your thoughts on the matter and want you to know that we appreciate you sending them in. I want to assure you that your email will not be set aside and ignored. Instead, your comments will be about wanting to see another Star Fox game will be made available to other departments in the company as they see fit. Sincerely, Devin Cadman, Nintendo of America, Inc. I see, he's responding to this letter. He says, I see this basically as a deflection, really. All this was to grant me a place as on the angry customer list in their records, but if they see more than one person speak out on the matter, maybe it'll make a difference. I have a favor to ask you. Since you're pretty high up in the fan community, I would like this trend to be pointed out to the community by any means that you possibly have to inspire other people to question Nintendo and express their wishes for a new Star Fox. I think the series has to end at least... I think if the series has to end, at least it should go out with a bang. Thank you for your time. Sincerely, Crazed Fox. P.S. It's rumored that the reason Nintendo ignored the series is because of all the furry community creating a bad reputation towards parents, which is absurd, I think. But the original creator of the game commented about this matter on G4, and, well, I'm sure you know that story. Well, I did a bit of research of my own, and here is how I responded to Crazed Fox. Because, you know, he's crazy. No, I'm just kidding. Here we go. My response was, settle down, take some deep breaths, maybe lay down for a few minutes with your eyes closed. I'll wait. Done? Okay. I, too, understand your frustration, but you're overlooking several important things. Star Fox is not one of Nintendo's big three. Sad, I know, but it's true. Nintendo's focus since the NES was Mario, Zelda, and Metroid. Sure, Star Fox is a major franchise, but think about all the other major franchises that Nintendo is, quote, ignoring. F-Zero. The last F-Zero game was in 2004, a Japanese exclusive game titled F-Zero Climax. There are no known places, no known plans to bring that Game Boy Advance game here due to the current situation with 3DS, and plus it's been like 6 years after all. The most recent game we got in America, F-Zero GP Legend, is also from 2004. There have not been even any rumors about the next F-Zero. Kirby. The last original game from Kirby was the handheld Kirby Squeak Squad from 2006, 4 years ago. There was a new Kirby game for consoles that has been upcoming since the N64 games. Kirby's epic yarn will finally end the 10-year wait for another console Kirby game. Can you believe it? 10 years. It's amazing. Donkey Kong. While he's been in quite a few games as of late, like Kirby, it's been a long time since he got a traditional main entry title. It has been 11 years since Donkey Kong 64. Just this year, we finally get a traditional Donkey Kong game, in the Country series anyway, if you're now considering that main entries. So Donkey Kong Country returns. It's 11 years after Donkey Kong 64. Earthbound. Do I even need to explain this one? America only got one version of it ever, and it's been 15 years since that was released. Even in Japan, it's been 4 years since they got an Earthbound game. Kid Icarus, 19 years between titles, and they're about to release the new one for the 3DS game. Punch-Out, 15 years between titles, and then it was ended with the recently released, it was 2 years ago, I think, the Wii game. And don't forget about Metroid, which completely skipped the N64, a hiatus of 8 years between Super Metroid and Metroid Fusion. And this is Metroid we're talking about, okay? After all that, let's compare it to Star Fox. We have Star Fox from 1993, Star Fox 2, 1995, if it had actually been released, Star Fox 64, 1997, Star Fox Adventures, 2002, Star Fox Assault, 2005, Star Fox Command, 2006, and Star Fox 64 3D, 2011. If you even completely ignore the Star Fox 64 3DS remake, the time since the last Star Fox game, Command, is only about 4 years. Throughout the entire lifetime of Star Fox, the longest hiatus was only 5 years between Star Fox 64 and Adventures. Star Fox is nowhere near the forgotten status that Metroid faced a few years ago. Now look where they are. Nine games in the 8 years since 2002. That's more than one game per year. Six of these games were original main series games, not remakes or side projects like Metroid Pinball. So even if by 2013 we haven't gotten a new original Star Fox game, it will still have been less time than Metroid was under the radar. Of course, other series have been on hiatus even longer, yet no one suspects that these series are dead. Everyone is overreacting. In fact, Star Fox 64 3D is proof that Nintendo is not abandoning the series. Nintendo knows they can make money on Star Fox, so they will. Compare that to Earthbound series, which largely hasn't made it to America due to lackluster sales of Earthbound for the Super NES. Only, apparently, 140,000 copies were ever sold, when a typical Mario game will sell near or over 1 million at the very least. So why haven't they gone out and made a new Star Fox game? That's also pretty easy. They don't know what to do with it. Knowing you have a valuable property doesn't instantly tell you how to make it profitable. The last three Star Fox games, Adventures, Assault, and Command, had pretty bad sales compared to the normal Nintendo products, let's face it. I know this is not because people don't like Star Fox. They do. That's why so many people bought Star Fox Adventures, even though later they would regret it because, hey, there's almost no flying in this game. Of course, it's still a good game, just not what people were hoping for. Assault and Command tried to give people what they wanted, but failed in a couple of key respects. Thus, I think Nintendo is looking to do either a reboot, or, as they did with Metroid, let a completely different and more bold company take control of the property for the next game. That's what Nintendo did when they gave Retro Studios the rights to work with Metroid. And we got the Prime series, a wild departure from the typical play, yet executed brilliantly. Now, of course, you're right. If you did get a deflection email, you did get a deflection email because the people who are answering questions are not the kind of people who decide Nintendo policy. I've seen those people's workplace firsthand. I've walked inside Nintendo's headquarters. It's a bunch of cubicles with a phone, a bunch of Nintendo manuals, and access to a huge database, not to mention some high-quality training. However, they are still people who are hired to answer questions like, my Wii has a blank screen when I turn it on. What's wrong? Most Nintendo development isn't even in America. So the best you can hope for is that they will compile people's overall wishes into something they can send to the higher-ups. Okay? So those who are in charge of making the games will never see your letter, okay? Sorry. But I bet you they will see a summary letter from their analytics group that says a growing number of Nintendo fans and old players in general are expecting to see a new Star Fox soon. As for Nintendo's position on furries, I sincerely doubt they even care. Remember, they are a Japanese-based company, and Japan has some really interesting people in it with interesting hobbies. And I use interesting very loosely here. Some of which would make some furries seem bland. The only thing I've ever seen Nintendo say on the matter was on their official Star Fox forum, back when it still existed on Nintendo.com. And they said simply to limit the furry discussion since it was a Star Fox board and not a furry board. Don't forget about the fact that overall, furries are finally being recognized as a subculture in and of itself, not a fetish only. Just check the recent news reports on furry cons and compare those to those of a few years ago. Even Anonymous has basically given up making fun of furries because they've focused on taking down the Church of Scientology. I hope that puts you at ease. Yes, I want a new, original, good Star Fox game, too, but I have lived through the N64 games. I know what it's like to wait, and I haven't even begun to worry yet. And that was my huge, huge email, so I hope that helps put all of you at ease, too. Dublin Fox writes, I showed a friend of mine the Crystal Archive a few days ago to show him the Resident Evil 4 mod, and he thought it was awesome. Then he asked me why hasn't anyone thought of making a Star Fox mod for Resident Evil 5 for the PC? Yes, there's a PC version. That made me curious too. Is it because the game is still new, or is it because no one has thought of it yet, or is it because they're just not able to make it work? What do you think? And by the way, for the past month, I've been using my new macOS 10 computer so I can start working on things like animation and artworks, and I'm still figuring out how to use it. In your videos with the 3D crystal model, how were you able to record it? I only know how to capture still images, but I want to try and make a speed paint video like Ayama-chan did that one video you posted. I responded that yes, it's probably because the game is too new. With time, someone might make her available for the PC version of Resident Evil 5. I don't follow the mod scene very closely, so I don't know when that might happen, and I need to pay more attention to the mod scene. In Snow Leopard, which comes with QuickTime 10, you can click the File, New Screen Recording menu item, adjust your settings, and begin recording. It's very simple, compresses the results automatically, and allows you to upload videos to YouTube automatically. However, the quality isn't 100%, and as you might have noticed. Otherwise, there are a bunch of other programs out there that do screen recording, some of which are free and online, which really surprised me. You can load a Java applet and then begin recording somehow. Just look around via Google, you'll find them. If you're interested in making 3D animations, though, you should export the animation frames through the 3D program, which will give you the full quality in the format you want without having to select a specific region to record. The next email comes from Sam, who writes, I need help with adventures. Remember that part in the Lightfoot with the Lightfoot Strongman competition? Got any tips for pushing him into the pit? I've been at it for weeks, and I can't seem to get him get him into the pit before my hand gets tired. I responded that, for these sort of events, I like to put the controller on a nearby table or on my lap, and then I take my hand and use two or three fingers to hold my index finger stationary relative to the whole hand. Holding your arm so that it is not laying on anything, you can now quickly vibrate your entire arm at a much faster rate than you can push the button with your thumb. This is because your arm muscles can fire both toward and against the direction of the button at almost the same time. I found this method effective. Another tip is to not use the WaveBird controller for this activity, as in this type of event I found them to have slightly too much lag for me to complete the event. Finally, I think that at first you let the guy start to push you towards the edge before you go all out and in the speed department, rather than starting out fast. This allows you to push him over easier. And that's my personal experience anyway. Spyro Marlins writes, As you can see in the title, I have a few questions for you. If you replied for some of them before, and I've only listened to two of your podcast episodes now, I apologize. 1. When and why did you decide to create the Crystal Archive, and when did you first see and hear about Crystal? 2. I have 3 original Star Fox games, and I'm worried about my Adventures DVD. I can send a picture for proof. It can stop working any time. It's damaged. Do you know any way of making a working copy of my Star Fox Adventures game? 3. What do you think about lucid dreaming? 4. Do you have any well-tried method to do it? Oh, do you have any well-tried method to do it? He's referring back to the lucid dreaming. And 5. Had you had any problems with what I understand that I wrote, or have you had any problems understanding what I wrote in English, is what he's asking, because apparently English is not his native language. I responded to the first question about the origin of the Crystal Archive and when I first saw Crystal. I decided to make the Crystal Archive shortly after Christmas in 2005. Sorry, before Christmas, but I was working on it throughout Christmas, and I released it shortly after. I had several reasons for creating the Crystal Archive. First, I like Crystal, obviously, but I also noticed that I knew a lot of information about her that a lot of people didn't know because there was no one place where it was all kept. Realizing that there was a demand, Crystal fans, and no supply, no fan sites, no just forums, I decided to do an exercise in web design and while getting to talk about something I enjoyed. Win-win. I also, I probably first saw the Dinosaur Planet Crystal in the E3 special of Nintendo Power. I don't remember thinking much of it, other than it looked like an interesting game. 2 years later, with Star Fox Adventures announced, I followed the news and read the feature in Nintendo Power where I must have seen Crystal, but again, she didn't register in my mind. It was only when I went to Walmart after one of my night classes at college to play the new Star Fox demo they posted, I noticed Crystal. My first thought was, wow, she's really wearing skimpy clothes. Well, that's not what I normally would expect from Nintendo, but hey, they've never steered me wrong before. That's literally what I thought. A few months later, after getting the game on launch day, I played it, and I didn't really think much about Crystal then either. After a few months, because I played games really, really slowly, I managed to beat the game. I remember feeling really happy at the mushy ending of Adventures and Fox and Crystal's fledgling relationship. Maybe a year later, after becoming involved in the Star Fox forums and learning all about Star Fox's intricate details, I started getting really interested in Crystal as a character. The rest, they say, is history. My answer to the second question about how to repair a Star Fox Adventures disc. I think you just need to buy a new one, probably. You can always contact Nintendo about it. Sometimes they'll actually replace damaged products. You never know. Sometimes totally for free. Just ask. Three, lucid dreams are interesting. And lucid dreams, for those of you who don't know, are where you can make yourself conscious while you're still dreaming. So you get all the effects of still being asleep and still having dreams, but you're fully aware that you are dreaming and can control things. It's kind of like what you see in Inception, only not nearly as spectacular. I don't really have lucid dreams, personally. Anytime that I find out that I'm dreaming in a dream, it instantaneously wakes me up. My mind cannot handle it does not want to handle the fact that it's in a dream. It's like informing a computer AI that it's not actually alive. It would suddenly just want to not exist anymore because it realized, hey, I'm not really real. And my mind just doesn't do that. So anyway, it instantly wakes me up, so I don't really do it. So no, I can't do it myself. I don't know any good methods to do it. Otherwise, number five, no, your English is pretty clear. I was able to understand it, so that's good. Okay, just a couple more questions, I promise. Atari Maniac writes, how much fan mail do you get in a day, not counting this one? I responded that on an average day, I get around 2 to 10 emails containing comments from YouTube videos posted for the Crystal Archive, mostly on specific cutscenes and the Brawl Trophy video. Usually what happens is a YouTube user discovers one of my videos and then clicks on several related Crystal videos I made, commenting on each one. After posting a new post on the site, I get a few emails each day containing the comments posted on the site. The comments, and therefore emails about them, quickly taper off within a couple of days if it's not a terribly huge announcement. And I get maybe one or two emails outside of those. These can be general correspondence about Crystal, ongoing projects between myself and others, and getting general messages about the site, how they enjoy it, or what it means to them. Every couple of weeks, I get a heartfelt message that they were either inspired or encouraged by the site or my running of it. So those are always nice. So there you go. That's how much email I get. And the last question. My voice is about to give out. It's by ResizeMore3. First question, when do you think your next podcast episode will be out? And two, which Star Fox game is your favorite? Okay, number one, maybe this month sometime, which was when I responded to him, it was actually in January, so it looks like I'm actually going to do it, just barely. And number two, Star Fox 64 is unquestionably my favorite, period. No Star Fox game has ever met with its quality, and few Star Fox games, and few non-Star Fox games have actually met with its quality either. So it's not only the best Star Fox game, it's one of the best games, period. So that's all the questions I got. There's some questions still in my inbox I haven't got to. Sorry, guys, I'm trying to catch up. But anyway, that's all I have for this episode of the Crystal Archive Podcast. Episode number 27. Again, if you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me at mrcrystal@gmail.com. Always happy to get your emails. And I respond to them whenever I can, although sometimes it's delayed. I apologize for that. And anyway, we're gonna head out now. So for those of you who want to listen to the full version of Laugh the Fox's special remix of Adventures music, I'll just listen after the traditional credits song and it'll start playing. And and one more thing. He's working on other remixes from Star Fox Adventures in a similar style. So whenever I get more of those, I'll try and post about those. Look forward to that. And with that, it is really, really late on a Friday night and I gotta go to bed. So I hope you all enjoyed it. And Merry Christmas and all that good stuff. Happy 5 years of Crystal Archive. It's been great. Let's have another 5. Great years of Crystal. Anyway, Mr. Crystal, signing off.
thought you weren't gonna make it.
Very funny, sir.
I know. Now, on to business.
Fox out.